Ryan and Tricia, Quick C 98.3. So you sent me a photograph over the weekend.
Yes.
Was that from your daughter's actual order?
Yes. We had gone to Tennessee to watch my nephew's flag football game. And so while we were there, we stopped and got some drinks at this place that we don't have in Kentucky. So we knew it was there. So we were like, yeah, we're going to go there. So they asked for the name to put on our order. And I said, Mackenzie. And so when we got the order and the little tag, you know, the receipt stuck to one of the cups, it said Mackizzy, M-A-K-I-Z-Z-Y. And it just made us laugh because it was like not even anywhere near Mackenzie. She has 8 letters in her name. He got 4 of them right.
Well, you know, and half ain't bad.
So
were the drinks good?
Oh, the drinks were excellent.
Maybe that's the joke on everybody in the world is we're going to spell your name wrong, but you're not going to care because this drink is going to be
yeah.
so good.
And I mean, I would think this guy had a great sense of humor. And so he probably does this on purpose is what my guess is, because it just takes too much time to try and figure out exactly how to spell it. So he probably just does some weirdo spelling and it made us laugh. And here we are talking about it in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the case, but some people do get frustrated because her name doesn't get spelled right.
Well, you see these posted all the time.
Yeah.
If you've got one of those out there you had happen to you, slap it in that little Facebook thread or give us a call.
Brian and Tricia.
Hi, this is Mrs. Spalding. My first name is Judy.
Judy?
No, Judy. U-T-E.
Okay, so see, I would have put Judy on your cup, J-U-D-Y, because I didn't hear it right.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know how many times my name's got misspelled. Udi, Uli, Oogie, you name it.
Oogie?
Yeah.
What is this, the Addams Family?
Apparently, it's a German name.
Okay, so it wouldn't be horribly familiar to many Americans.
Oh, I've been here for 53 years, and I'm legal.
Gotcha.
Well, yes, and so it should be familiar to people around you then.
Yep. There's somebody just asked me not too long ago if I was legally in the United States, and I looked at him and I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
You're like, I'm probably more legal than you are.
I told him, and I'm even a citizen, so put that in your pipe and smoke it.
There we go. Well, thank you for calling.
Boggles my mind. I know it's not a common name.
Sure, but still, it's your name, and it's a nice name, so we should spell it right.
And it's 3 letters. It's U-T-E. That's it.
So
it's
do you
not a shortening of anything. That's it.
So do you, when people ask you for your name for an order, do you just spell it for them then?
No, I just say Udi.
Okay.
You know, it's like, or I usually use my husband's name, Sam. That's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, thanks for calling Julie Judy.
You're welcome.
Julie Judy
you
Udi.
You're like 2 married couples forever.
Hey, thanks for calling and sharing your beautiful name with us.
You're welcome, and you have a great week.
You too. There's a guy on here that's on Facebook. His name is Jim, and he said one time they spelled it G-Y-M, like the gym.
Are you serious? What is wrong with these?
Yeah, another person said Reagan, and they got Valerie.
Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Yes, hi. I'm definitely one of your people who they get my name wrong all the time.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Johanna.
Johanna.
Okay. All right, let me take a stab at it, okay?
Okay.
Big J, little O, big H, A-N-N-A.
Close. There's an H on the end.
Okay. But other than that, was I pretty close?
Yeah, you got the rest of it right.
All right. So your drink would have been made properly, and I would have spelled your name pretty close. So what's some of the bad versions on that?
I've been called Joanna, Johanna. The worst ones, I've been called Jonathan. And even I had a professor one time ask me if it was pronounced Johanna.
Okay. Well,
yeah. maybe they thought you were
it was German or something.
Or Norwegian or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so no, it's just Johanna, how it looks, don't know how it sounds, but nobody ever gets it right.
Well, I'm so sorry for you, but thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so my name used to get messed up pretty badly.
Okay,
this
what is it?
Hodges. This is Gwen Hodges now, but it was Gwen Brink before. And I got everything but Brink. So I got to the point where I would say Gwen Brink, like the brink of insanity.
Did they just turn it all into one name, like Gwen Brink, like, and just make a variation?
No, I got Frank a lot, F-R-I-A-N-K, and just anything, something that had an R and a K in it, they would just make it happen.
Oh, man. Sometimes you just got to get to the point where you laugh about it.
Yeah. So now I'm a Hodges, and that seems to be working better for me.
Well, good.
Well, thanks for calling.
All righty. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
That is our morning conversation, 270-763-9830. If they butchered your name on a takeout order, we've seen some crazy ones and heard about them, too. It's Quick C. Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Hey, Brian. I was just listening to y'all's radio station and about the names and the misspellings. I have a really good one for you. I didn't know if you all were taking calls still or not.
Sure.
We're always taking calls.
Okay. All right. So my name is Candace, and it has several spellings. So how would you spell it?
If I was being fancy, I'd start with a K.
Oh.
And then I'd put A-N-D-I-C-E, but I don't know that I'm right.
That's not how
okay,
I would spell
no,
it.
Okay, no, not right. It is C-A-N-D-A-C-E, you know, kind of a normal
Yeah, that's
spelling.
How I would spell it.
But I've had it butchered so many times. You know, I've had it with an I at the end. And then the worst one was can dance, you know.
Like you can dance?
Yeah. So in middle school, I was teased, you know, can't dance, can't, you know. Just very, yeah, it's been butchered so many times.
Do you still use that name?
Do what?
Do you still use that name?
Candace?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
so
yes.
You haven't just given up and changed it or something?
No, I probably should have a long time ago, but no. But I do get can dance a lot. And
that's
I don't know where you get that from, Candace, but
well, thanks for sharing with us.
You're welcome. I thought you guys might get a kick out of that.
Definitely.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye bye.
Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Hey, good morning. My name is Valerie. And the worst thing I ever got on a takeout order was celery.
Celery? Are you kidding me?
No, straight up celery.
Oh, my. That may be the best one yet. I thought McKinney was pretty good.
Nobody ever spelled Valerie correctly anyway, and I'm used to that part. But celery, they kept yelling for it. And I'm like,
celery.
Surely goodness, that is not my drink.
Yes, celery. It really was. Celery?
Oh, that's hilarious.
You had a caramel macchiato. I'm looking for celery.
That's exactly what happened.
What did you finally do? Just walk up and go, are you saying celery?
Said, is that for Valerie? And they're like, oh, probably. Probably. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Bye.
Bye.
Brian and Tricia.
Hi, my name is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Okay, good. Melanie Moser. And oftentimes, I don't know why, but I get Bonnie.
Bonnie? What?
That's why I only said my first name. I wanted to see what you all heard.
I heard name. Melanie.
Loud and clear.
Well, I get Bonnie 9 times out of 10 when I call on the phone.
That's so crazy.
All right. I thought I was there for a minute. No.
I mean, you could indeed be crazy, but not about this.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Melanie.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great Bye. Day. Bye.
You too.
It is Brian and Tricia. It's Quick C 98.3. So a morning conversation. This all started because this weekend, your daughter, Mackenzie, very simply put, it's Mackenzie.
M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.
Not even spelled real funky or anything like that.
No,
you
it's
guys
pretty normal.
Ordered some drinks at a restaurant. Who's this for?
Mackenzie. M-A-K-I-Z-Z-Y.
Yeah.
What?
So I've had stuff misspelled. I think most people have had things misspelled, especially at a restaurant, especially at a place where maybe they take drink orders.
Yes, and I do not envy those people having to figure out because names are spelled so uniquely sometimes, and so you gotta just do the best you can.
Yeah.
So this is totally not knocking the people. Like this guy that did this, he was a very he had a great personality. So I figured that what he did was like, I'm just gonna just throw out some random letters that sound similar to it, and it's probably just part of his thing,
yeah,
just to be funny. Because how do you get McKizzy out of McKenzie?
I'm not even sure how you'd get there. Phone's ringing off the hook this morning. Let's go to take another call.
Brian and Trisha.
Yeah, hey, my last name is Wills. And so often, you know, a lot of the times I'll get Wells, Willis. And a lot of times when they say Willis, I'll be like, what you talking about, Willis?
And now, do the younger generation of people understand what that means when you say that?
No, they just look at me like I'm crazy.
While you're looking at them like they're crazy for spelling your name wrong.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you all. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. And who's this?
Melinda.
Melinda.
M-E-L-I-N-D-A.
That's okay. Not even weird. Yeah, that's pretty normal. So what have you been getting on your orders?
Oh, my gosh. Melissa, Melanie, and or they'll say Belinda with a B.
Belinda and Melinda sound very, very, very different. Yeah.
So it's not a big deal, but I just started spelling it.
Yeah, I mean, for all else, and, you know, I guess if nothing else, just spell it, and then there's no chance they'll get it wrong, but...
Oh, yes, there is a chance.
Oh, yes. You know, some people just can't spell. I'm sorry.
That's true.
They just cannot.
It's not...
It's sad, but
it's
true.
It's not for everybody. Spelling is not for everybody.
No, it's not.
Reading is fundamental, but spelling is optional.
Very much so.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Brian and Trisha.
So, my name is all kinds of problems for everybody.
Okay.
You sound like a mess right off the bat. I like that.
Yeah, pretty much. So, my name is Autumn, like the season.
Uh-huh.
And I say it like that because I think there's at least a chance that somebody can spell Autumn the season.
Okay, now... You mean Autumn like A-U-T-U-M-N, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I don't see where the problem is, but let's go.
Probably the worst one, and I don't know that these were takeout orders necessarily, but just in general misspellings. The worst one I've ever seen is O-D-U-M.
Autumn. O-D-U-M.
Autumn.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, yep. Boy.
And then variations on those. Sometimes they get the A, sometimes it's a T. They leave out one of the U's, leave off the N on the end. That one's pretty minor. yeah.
I am so confused. That is a very normal word, too. That's an actual...
it's a season.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you should have learned that in, like, what, third grade?
Well...
That's a spelling word? Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
I also cannot get my name right. So I answer to anything that starts with an A. Amber. August.
You'd like
people
working with us.
Me.
You'd like working with us because I give everyone nicknames. Trisha Caudle, my partner, I call her Tammy Caldwell all the time. And
I answer to it.
And she answers to it. And I'll say, hey, does anybody know where Tammy went? And they're like, who's Tammy? I'm like, my partner, Tammy.
Yeah. No. Now, and what's funny is my email address is my first name dot last name. And people reply to my email address to an email I sent them with an email signature at the bottom that has my name also. And will put in the greeting... Amber.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Autumn, Amber, Andrea.
August.
Yep. You're welcome.
Have a great
Bye.
Day.
Bye.
Hey, Quixie.
Talking about your name being misspelled and stuff.
Yeah.
The worst one I ever had was when I ordered my graduation from high school invitations. They misspelled my name on the invitation.
How did they spell it?
It's Etheridge, and they misspelled it as Etheridge.
Oh, oh goodness.
That's a little worse than a takeout order.
Yeah, and I couldn't order new announcements because it was way too late.
Oh, no.
So, I didn't send out any graduation invitations.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, thank you for calling.
Hey, appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Hey, this is Eric Brandenburg. I was calling in about your name mix-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do they mess up, the first or last name?
Well, they would mess up my last name. They would go, they'd ask my name. I'd say, it's Eric Brandenburg. And then I would get Mr. Berg. Mr. Brandenburg.
Brandenburg.
Yeah.
You should have business cards made of, hi, I'm Brandenburg.
And so I would just basically, when we go to restaurants, they'd ask my name. This is mostly out of state. I would give, they ask my name, I go, it's Eric Smith.
Do they ever mistake that one?
No, but whenever they called Smith and nobody showed up, I go, oh, I'm here.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, all right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.